Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny Mag with your daily comedy news. I came down to the basement to record, and my stupid dog peed all over the place. Aside from the annoyance and the cleanup, it smells. I was hoping to record like two or three podcast episodes while I was down here. I don't know if I'm going to make it. Late Night joked about Rudy Giuliani being on The Masked Singer. We knew that was coming, right? Colbert said, that's right. The criminal goon that we now know for a fact is being investigated for trying to overthrow our democracy for his idiot emperor was yucking it up on a reality show. There hasn't been anything this shocking since Lee Harvey Oswald made a guest appearance on Gilligan's Island. Now, if you're not familiar with The Masked Singer, congratulations. That's great. Trevor, once again, Rudy Giuliani ruins the day by showing people his face. Colbert, Rudy's episode hasn't aired yet, so we don't know much beyond that. Fox isn't revealing what his swan song was or which animal costume Rudy wore, though it's safe to assume he was a jackass. Kimmel, the only people who should be unmasking Rudy Giuliani is the gang from Scooby-Doo, Corden. I just think it's impressive they were able to get a member of the Trump administration to wear a mask. And Kimmel, why would Rudy even agree to this? Did he think he was going to the Masked Singer Landscaping Company? Now, I have been omitting a lot of Kimmel quote-unquote jokes lately as I read through the recaps, and I notice Kimmel is doing a lot more, I don't know what to call it, speech-making, things that aren't jokes. Here's an example. How does this even happen? I mean, a lot of people at Fox had to sign off on this. Not one of them was like, hey, maybe we should have the guy who's under investigation for helping to plot an insurrection singing on our show. Now, that probably got some clapter and, you know, people reacted well to it, but it's not a joke. The Hollywood Reporter tells us Joe Rogan's back and the same as he ever was. And I'll tell you, Joe Rogan, good name to put in your episode titles. All about the SEO, baby. Joe Rogan dropped his first episode after the whole kerfluffle last week. His guest, Andy Stumpf, a retired Navy SEAL, wingsuit pilot, and podcast host himself. The Hollywood Reporter says Rogan, I haven't listened to it yet. I will listen to it. The Hollywood Reporter says Rogan largely avoided anything controversial. They talked about shadow banning, military culture, jiu-jitsu, sports injuries, lockdowns. Although the Spotify thing did come up, Joe said, I put out a video a couple days ago. Other than that, not much I can do. When you're hearing it from people who are losing the information attention game, people like CNN, when they're calling for other networks or shows to be censored or limited, it's like, just do better. Meanwhile, Jon Stewart talked about Joe Rogan on Jon Stewart's own podcast, The Problem with Jon Stewart, the podcast you forget exists. He said Rogan is being targeted with overblown rhetoric and doesn't see Rogan as an ideologue in any way. Jon Stewart pointed out an incident where a guest corrected Rogan on something. Rogan looked it up and admitted he was wrong. Jon said Tucker Carlson in that situation never would have looked it up and would have given that look he gives to somebody like a confusion enema, like they're just firing confusion up his butt. Joe's like, I didn't get that. And that, to me, is a person you can engage with. He has four-hour conversations that are expansive, and he may say some things that are misinformation and may platform people you think are wrong, but to single that out as something egregious, I think there are dishonest bad actors in the world, and identifying those is so much more important to me. For example, Eric Clapton is on platforms that Rogan's on, and he's a bleeping psycho. Don't leave, don't abandon, don't censor, engage. But you've been waiting all weekend for me to tell you who won the podcast awards. Boy, we're 4 minutes in and my voice is shot already. That's how bad it smells down here. You hear that fuzz in my voice? I didn't have that when I came down here. The winner for Best Comedy Podcast is Smartless, I guess. I didn't like any of the nominees. Best Emerging Podcast. This is a podcast I do like. Emerging, I guess the person's name I'm going to say wasn't that famous, say, 3 years ago, but it's not like he's an indie in the basement. Best Emerging Podcast. Films to be Buried With, that's Brett Goldstein's podcast. A good podcast. So those are the podcast awards. I know you couldn't wait. Ricky Gervais says he's going to try to get canceled with his new stand-up show. He's calling his next live tour Armageddon, and he's joking like it's the end of his comedy career. He told Heat magazine, I'm treating it like it's my last one ever. It won't be, but I want to put everything into it. I want to try and get canceled. and I just want to go all out there. It's all about the end of the world and how we're going to destroy ourselves for lots of reasons, whether it's media stupidity or the actual end of the world. You can joke about anything, but it depends on what the actual target is. If you use irony and people see that at face value and think you're saying one thing, but you're actually saying the opposite. Let's head on over to Gossip Corner. Going to take the break a little early today. I got a lot of house cleaning I want to do in the second half. Don't worry, there's real meat in the second half. But let's head on over to Gossip Corner. A source has told Hollywood Life that Pete Davidson's ultimate goal is to become an A-list comedic actor. Does Pete Davidson have the chops to be an A-list comedic actor? Not sure yet. Hollywood Life says Pete's billionaire girlfriend, that's Kim Kardashian. She's doing her part in helping Pete Davidson get there. A source says, and listen to this, it takes a lot for Kim to be truly amused or impressed with someone's talent, and Kim really is. She's really been helping Pete to have the confidence and ability to go after anything he wants. Okay, fine, but listen to this. Kim lets Pete know straight up what's funny and what's not. Kim also knows a fine line not to cross, and she's been showing him how clear that line is. If only Pete Davidson had access to somebody like a Lorne Michaels, who knows a lot about comedy and has been doing this for 50 years and has churned out a lot of stars, movie stars. Only Pete Davidson knew Lorne Michaels. Rats. Pete has a surprise cameo in the new rom-com I Want You Back. That's the movie starring Jenny Slate and Charlie Day from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I'll see, usually when Charlie Day's in a movie, I still see Charlie Kelly from It's Always Sunny. I wonder if Charlie Day's got more depth to him and he can play something other than me just looking at it and going, that's Charlie. I've mentioned this a few times, Jenny Slate and Charlie Day, they are two newly single strangers who help each other through breakups. In the trailer, Pete Davidson coaches Charlie Day's character through a party as Charlie Day experiments with a drug. Charlie Day asks Pete Davidson, I've never done Molly. Is my heart gonna explode? Pete says, nah, you're thinking of crack, bro. Charlie says, ah, that's what it was. I Want You Back. Amazon Prime, February 11th. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. Was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Charge those batteries.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by the new podcast, The Best Song Ever This Week. And this week, the best song ever this week is Bob Marley's Punky Reggae Party. The best song ever this week is a short piece of music writing, focusing on a song, its artist, and its history. It's a deep dive, but not one that takes too long. If you want to take a quick dive into a song and what makes it special, download The Best Song Ever This Week, wherever you get your podcasts. Scott Frampton is your host. He's a good dude. I know him. We are friends. The Best Song Ever This Week covers different genres, different eras, old and new, but Scott Frampton says mostly old. Download The Best Song Ever This Week, wherever you get your shows. I've got more comedy news, but I want to do a bunch of stuff here in the middle. In the Facebook group, which is Daily Comedy News Facebook group, Daniel Ritchie said, "Hey, Johnny Mac, you mentioned you never got a chance to talk about Robin Williams when he died. How about a Saturday filler Robin Williams tribute? I'll even buy you a coffee while you do it." I wrote back, "That is a great suggestion." So right before I came down here to the studio, I actually wrote not one, but two Robin Williams tribute episodes, and I could probably do a third. So my goal when I came down here was I was going to do this episode you're listening to and then two Robin Williams episodes. But did I mention my dog peed and my basement reeks and my voice is going already? So I don't know what's actually going to happen. I also don't know, even if I record them right now, when I will get to them. Here's why. I have some weekend filler scheduled. I'll share it with you. February 12th, I'm going to do Ralphie May. Ralphie, who I knew, would have turned 50 a few days later. So February 12th will be Ralphie May. February 13th, I want to cover the 30th anniversary of Wayne's World. I have that script written. I haven't read it yet. On February 19th, I have a Mitch Hedberg episode that I recorded in December. I want to share that with you. That came out really well, but I want to share it before it gets too moldy. February 26th, I have a Robert Schimmel episode that I've recorded. So we'd already be into March now. Now, later this year, I have a long trip planned. So what I might do is I might record the Robins, save them for the summer, and then share them on the Buy Me a Coffee page. And I'll share them in a way so you don't have to buy me a coffee, but you could. But that's where you'll find the episodes. I think that's what I'm going to do. I'll update you on that. Speaking of buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews, that is a way you can support the show. On the Facebook group, Daniel Ritchie said, "I'll even buy you a coffee when you do the Robin Williams episode." And I woke up this morning and I got a note from buymeacoffee.com that said, "Dan bought a large iced coffee. Nanu, nanu." Thank you very much, Dan. If you would like to support the show or bribe me to do a bonus episode, apparently that works. You can buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. $5, your suggested amount, but do whatever you want. While I was doing prep for that, I saw this story, Dan. This will interest you. In Savannah this upcoming weekend, meaning February 12th, actor and impressionist Roger Kapler will be at the Savannah Comedy Review. Hop in the car and head on down, or up, or maybe you live there. In Robin, the ultimate Robin Williams experience, actor and impressionist Roger Kapler becomes the late comic genius in a one-man tribute that revives Williams' comedy characters and personality. I shared a clip of this on the Facebook group, which is Daily Comedy News Group on Facebook. Now, in the article, it says, Kapler is a veteran of the Carol Burnett Show. Come back to that. He basically transforms himself into Robin Williams on stage in a show that usually plays in larger markets and to larger audiences. And I was like, he was on the Carol Burnett Show? And I got out the Google machine. The Carol Burnett Show ended in 1978. So if Kapler appeared in the final episode in 1978 and was 20 years old, he's now in his mid-60s. All right, Matt's a little loose, but all right. But then I saw there was a Carol Burnett Show revival in 1991 that I erased from my brain. In 1991, NBC aired something called Carol and Company, an American comedy anthology TV series starring, listen to this cast, Carol Burnett, Jeremy Piven. How old was Jeremy Piven in 1991? Was he 12? It began as a mid-season replacement and was picked up. I don't remember that show at all. Every week, Carol Burnett and her fellow players performed a different half-hour comedy playlet. Only the performers remained the same from week to week. There were no ongoing characters or plots. Some of the guest stars, Betty White, Christopher Reeve, Swoozy Kurtz, Tim Conway even made a cameo. The NBC series was canceled. Then, here's what we're talking about, in 1991, Carol Burnett went back to CBS for a short-lived revival of The Carol Burnett Show. That aired from November 1st to December 27th, not very long. Weekly guest stars included Vicki Lawrence, Martin Short, B.B. King, and Jim Nabors. Only 9 episodes, so that was canceled. So maybe Kapler that's doing this Robin Williams show, maybe he were on that. If he were 20 in 1991, he'd be 50-something now? Robin Williams was 63 when he passed away. A lot of new listeners lately, so every now and then I like to explain who I am. So I've been in radio, however you want to define radio, podcasting, broadcasting, whatever, for 30 years now. In 2004, I became the head of comedy for what was then just Sirius Satellite Radio. By the time I left, we had merged with XM, and I was vice president of comedy and entertainment for Sirius XM. I'm a radio programmer. I'm not a comedian. I'm not a stand-up. People would always say, but you're not a comedian. And I would say, are the guys on the rock station musicians? No, same thing. Radio's radio. After leaving Sirius, I went over to what was then called Slacker, now called Live by Live, and I started hosting something called the Weekly Comedy Thing, which I'm going to tell you about in a second. And from that, I realized I had a lot of leftover stuff every week, so I have turned that into a daily podcast to which you are currently listening. So this week on the Weekly Comedy Thing, here's what's up. And what's good on that show is I can play bits in between. I can't do that here, licensing, rights, royalties, trust me. But over on the Live by Live show, which is called the Weekly Comedy Thing, it's free. The app is LiveX Live in the App Store. Here's what's on this week. Natasha Leggero has a new cooking show. Some Super Bowl jokes from Lewis Black, D.L. Hughley, and Alonzo Bowden. David Cross has a new special. Ali Wong has a new special. Some Olympic bits from Joe Rogan, Seinfeld, Robin Williams, Chris Rock, and Doug Stanhope. Talked about the Bob Saget party with Marc Maron and Jeff Ross. So we'll hear their comedy. Dane Cook was Saget's last guest. Told you about that here. Played Dane Cook. Dana Gould's hanging with Dr. Z. Guests Maria Bamford and Ron Funches. I'll play all of them. And Brad Williams. A great bit by Brad Williams talking specifically about Snow White. So that's the Weekly Comedy Thing on the Live by Live app. The National Comedy Center, conveniently located in Jamestown, New York, just 6 hours from anything, announced it will be the permanent home of the archives of the TV show In Living Color. I may have to go there and study, because I mentioned last week, it was either Glenn or I, one of us did not know that Chris Rock was on In Living Color and cost us the entire trivia contest. If only one of us had known that, Glenn. So we might have to road trip. The National Comedy Center In Living Color Archives. The collection features hundreds of annotated script drafts and detailed network censor reports. That's a lot of fun. And over in Newcastle from Chortle, there's this whole controversy. Newcastle Cathedral is trying to host comedy nights, and the traditionalists want no part of this. Gavin Ashenden is a former chaplain to the Queen. He's accused the church of spiritual illiteracy over the plans for a monthly stand-up gig at the cathedral. The first Cathedral of Comedy show, love it, will be staged May 21, with David O'Doherty headlining. Phil Wang, Catherine Bohart, and Larry Dean are booked to perform later in the year. Dr. Ashenden told the Daily Mail it's a misuse of the 500-seat space to turn it into an O2 arena or a nightclub. If the Diocese of Newcastle wants to have comedians, it should hire a comedy club. But to do in a cathedral is offensive to anyone who thinks a cathedral is a holy space. The diocese said they are confident the comics would respect our sacred space. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google. Tell a friend. Share the show on social media. I'm supposed to tell you to do that more often. So do that, all right? Grab a link. Be like, hey, bud, check this out. Buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. What else do I have to plug? I don't know. See you tomorrow.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Some call him the Taylor Swift of soccer. Follow the ultimate spectacle with the Messi effect. Step into the star-studded world of superstar Lionel Messi as we dive into the glitz, glamour, and game-changing impact he's bringing to American soccer. From jaw-dropping goals to all the off-field glitz and intrigue, we've got your all-access pass to the hottest show in town. Whether you're a diehard fan or just love a good Hollywood story, join us for the ride of a lifetime as Messi brings American soccer to new heights. Follow the Messi Effect and see if Messi can pull off an American championship. The Messi Effect, available wherever you get your podcasts.